I'm David Darcy for Adobe Airstream Radio at the Berlin International Film Festival. Close to the beginning of Francine, Melissa Leo's new film that premiered at Berlin, you see the actress coming out of a shower in prison nude. It's the kind of unflattering image that most publicists would want to burn. Here it defines a special character and a performance that couldn't be more suited to the times that we're in. In Francine, Leo plays a woman trying to rebuild her life after being locked up. The film could have been made by Brian Cassidy and Melanie Schatzky for $50,000, and it looks as if they made for half that. Once out of prison somewhere in the Hudson Valley, where rich people go for the weekends, but prisons are one of the main industries, Francine gets a job in a pet store. When that fails, she takes care of horses, and when that fails, she works for a vet, shaving cats before surgery, holding dogs while they're euthanized, and taking those stiff, dead dogs out of a freezer to burn the bodies. Sound like fun? Even that doesn't work for her. This looks like life in the bottom part of the 99%, and it's grimmer and more eloquent than the most discouraging statistics. Francine is an animal lover, and she has a solution. She surrounds herself with dogs, cats, and all sorts of other animals, and her low-rent bungalow starts to look like a hamster cage that hasn't been cleaned in a while. You could look at it as an alternative to being locked up, letting the creatures that she loves roam free. The grimy apartments in The Fighter, for which Leo won an Oscar, look like Beverly Hills in comparison. It sounds charming, but actually it isn't. Francine is deeply realistic, performed without the winks and magic realism of so many low-budget independent films that fill gaps in filmmaking and imagination with something cute or silly. Like Frozen River, Leo's film, directed by Courtney Hunt from 2008, about a woman in upstate New York who made ends meet by driving illegal immigrants across the ice from Canada, Francine shows us how a person with no resources survives, or doesn't. Melissa Leo, who could have made a lot more money on something else, made it happen. I can't imagine it happening the same way without her. The film is Francine by Brian M. Cassidy and Melanie Schatzky. I'm sure we'll be seeing it soon. For Adobe Airstream Radio at the Berlin International Film Festival, I'm David Darcy.